How did it all go?
It was really good. I think the pre-game kind of a tutorial that got, I think, four or five new players who, as we talked about, were really curious and interested in donating to the cause and competing, but were maybe nervous that they ran over their head, and they all stayed to play and had a really good time and performed well, too.
All right. And you raised some money?
$1,550 for Beat the Odds. Not bad for a good 4 hours worth of donated time and effort from a lot of people. People gave and gave generously like usual. It was awesome.
And how about the action? What was it like on that final table? Was it pretty exciting?
Oh, the final table was great. Lots of people hooting, hollering. I guess I'll go over our winners. We nearly had a repeat champion. Sonny Youngbird won the first annual tournament, and he was down with Eugene Lee. They were heads up at the end, and Eugene ended up being our champion. Sonny Youngbird second. And Arthur Quaison was our third place person.
All right, so some new winners and some old in there, and so good mix.
Yeah, it was really great seeing new players showing interest. And as we talk about in the beginning, always that although we're there to compete against each other, you know, if you have questions, people will always be helpful and just ask a question if you've got one. And I think all the new players felt really welcome. And I'm guessing we'll probably have even increase our turnout next year and therefore raise even more money for Beat the Odds, which is really what this is all about, honoring Annabelle and raising money for a cause she really believed in.
A lot of volunteers helped to put this thing on.
That's one thing that I'm always impressed with about Petersburg is people just give and give so generously with their time. You know, starting with the Tides Inn, who always donates that space to us. They're so gracious to do it. You know, Anthony Sipper gives us pizza. Where Idy gives us, you know, over 100 of her delicious spring rolls, which you really can't go wrong with that. Alice Williams reached out and donated a whole bunch of tasty baked goods. We had new volunteers this year in Kyle Roundtree and Jody Albach for setup and helping passing out chips and takedown. It was, you know, just a thorough giving of people's times and efforts. And even Angela Christensen, who was out of town for this year, you know, helped with some of the pre-setup, getting the flyers ready. You know, it's people from all, you know, all corners of the community reach out to help because they, you know, those who knew Annabelle want to help honor that. And everyone also just wants to really help Beat the Odds, raise more money for cancer.
And again, next year?
Absolutely. The fifth annual. As I generally voice, I've got a goal in mind every year, and it's to increase turnout, increase participation. So my new goal is to get four full tables. I think 36 players would be a good goal for next year, because then I think that would put us over anywhere between 2,200 and 2,500 for Beat the Odds if we could cross that threshold.
Anything else to highlight?
Every year I'm glad to be a part of it. Annabelle's husband, Patrick, has been a really good friend of a lot of us, and a lot of you in the community know him as well. And it's really great seeing him participate in that, too, and get to be a part of, you know, poker, which was one of Annabelle's passions, and see him compete and get in the mix with us. I hate to be cliched, but it feels like old times in a way. It's really just a great, you know, all money aside, it's just a really great community feeling when we're all together doing that.